أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So today we're going to look at a question which is so often asked, which is, why do we suffer? Why do bad things happen to good people? And we're going to look at Surah Al-Taghabun, Surah number 64, Ayah 11. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما أصاب من مصيبة إلا بإذن الله. No مصيبة, no test, no affliction. Now مصيبة can be good or bad. So he says no affliction comes about but by Allah's permission. Now مصيبة comes from أصاب, which is to target. So it actually targets exactly where it's going to really hurt. The Achilles heel of a person. Something that you know is really going to get them. So Allah targets this. And he says it happens with his permission. And then he says, وَمَنْ يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ يَحْدِي قَلْبَهُ. If through this calamity, if through this affliction, you are able to hang on to your faith, then he will guide your heart. That means there will be divine guidance to the heart. And he says, Wallahu bi kulli shayin alim. And Allah knows everything. So when as human beings we go through betrayal or illness or random meaningless pain and hurt, we raise our hands and we go, Ya Allah, why did this happen to me? What did I do to deserve all this? And if there is a merciful God out there, how could he have allowed this to happen to me? We don't see beyond the bad at all, even though we know that in the Quran, he says, this is Surah number 2, Ayah 216, he says, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. He's saying, maybe you don't like something while it is good for you. And maybe it is that you love something, but that it is evil for you. And Allah knows what you do not know. Often in suffering, we only grasp just a small part of reality. And we're inclined to make judgments as if we perceive the whole of reality. If we look at the life of Prophet Yusuf, my goodness, he starts off as someone whose mom dies. Then we find out that his brothers put him in a well. I mean, taking him for dead. Then he's taken out of the well and sold as a slave. Then he's falsely accused. And he has to spend so much time in prison. Look at all that. When we look at all that suffering, we sort of think, oh my goodness. Yet there was a greater plan, and we see what the result was. We see in the suffering of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, yet his sister says it so beautifully when in the court of Yazid she says, Ma ra'aytu illa jamila, I saw nothing but beauty. Look what happened. Such an awesome community, such an awesome result for the sacrifice of Hussein, who went through so many sufferings. We also come up with some ludicrous things in our minds when we say that suffering is because something I have done, or my children suffer because of something I have done. These are absolutely ludicrous things. Yes, there is a consequence to the actions that we do. For example, if I'm going to smoke a lot, yes, my lungs will suffer. But that's completely different from something that happens where you did not have anything to do with it. And there is no justice of God if he were to make another human being suffer because of something that their relation, their parent, or their sibling, or someone else has done. The only logical answer is that every single musibah, every suffering contains a divine message. And it will result into the love of divinity, into guidance of the heart. In Surah Al-Mulk, he says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. It is he who created death and life to test you as to which of you is better in conduct. In Surah Al-Baqarah, again in Ayah 214, he says, do you think that you will enter Jannah while you have not been tested as came to those who passed before you? Pain and suffering are not only tools Allah uses to test human beings, but they're also agents that provide us the opportunities to grow. It restores the relationship between Allah and the human being. The suffering we go through reminds us of our imperfect nature, our vulnerability. We're reminded of our weaknesses. And if we didn't go through them, we would not easily feel the need for Allah in our lives. See, again in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 155 to 157, we will test you with something of fear and hunger and a loss of wealth and lives and fruits. But give good news to those who are patient, who persevere, who when disaster, when a calamity strikes them, they say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Indeed, we are from Allah and to Him we will return. These are those on whom there are blessings from their Rabb and mercy, and it is these who are the rightly guided. Finally, not only does it restore our relationship with Allah, it helps in restore our relations with others who are living in more difficult conditions. When we go through a difficulty, we start to empathize with those who suffer. We get close to them, even though we were unconcerned about them before. And I'd like to end with a few thoughts. Number one, بيده الخير. In His hands is only goodness. And if you look at all the great prophets, at all the great personalities that were connected to divinity, all of them went through immense suffering. But all of them would have said what Sayyidah Zainab said, مَا رَعَيْتُ إِلَّا جَمِيلًا. We see nothing in this but beauty. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a tawfiq to be able to see the beauty in all our suffering and grant us that guidance, that divine guidance of the heart when we do see it. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ